Happy Saturday. We've just celebrated Thanksgiving, and hopefully we all had a long list of things to be grateful for. Even if things aren't great right now, and the path you've had to take to get to this moment hasn't been easy, I trust we believe that the plans God has for us are filled with abundance and hope. When I think of planning, I remember the saying, "You plan, God laughs," because things don't always go the way we thought they would. And that reminds me of a Buddhist folktale about an old farmer who worked his crops for many years. One day, his horse ran away. Upon hearing the news, the neighbors came to visit. "Such bad luck," they said sympathetically. "Fortune or misfortune, who knows," replied the farmer replied. The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it three other wild horses. "How wonderful," the neighbors exclaimed. "Fortune or misfortune, who knows," replied the old man. The following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, was thrown, and broke his leg. The neighbors again came to offer their sympathy on his misfortune. "Fortune or misfortune, who knows," answered the farmer. The day after, military officials came to the village to draft young men into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbors congratulated the farmer on how well things had turned out. "Fortune or misfortune, who knows," said the farmer. Wow, that guy really believed in God's plan. And there are countless examples of twists and turns in our own lives. My sisters and I grew up in alcoholism, so there was a lot of dysfunction in our house. I didn't know any better. I just knew that my life didn't look like anything I saw on the TV shows I watched. Ozzie and Harriet? Oh no. Ward and June Cleaver? Not a chance. But I can honestly say that there was never a day that I didn't feel loved. Nowadays, some people will say, "Well, that's not enough." But all I have to do is look at my sister Maureen and remember my oldest sister Carol Ann, and I know it was enough. Out of all the people in the world, God chose Joe and Terry Keegan to be our parents, to shape us and make us who we are. It was part of God's plan for us. In the early 60s, when she was in her early teens, my older sister Carol Ann began feeling aches in her joints that were first thought to be growing pains. Then she developed a rash on her face that turned out to be an allergy to the sun. Soon the aches in her joints turned into chronic pain. There was one bad misdiagnosis after another until finally our family pediatrician diagnosed my sister with lupus. She was 15 and her life changed forever. I asked God the inevitable, why? Why my sister? Why so young? This did not look like prospering or hope or a future. But in spite of my doubts, everything happened according to his plan. Oh, there were lots of doctors and hospital visits, but there were also trips to the beach, bundled up in long sleeves and a floppy hat. My grandmother was constantly praying, while my father was roaring that no daughter of his was leaving the house with teased hair, Cleopatra eyeliner, and hot pants. Sometimes it was hard to remember that my sister was so sick, but it was always there. The first time I saw my father cry was at Carol Ann's 18th birthday party. I didn't find out until years later that a doctor had told him my sister might not live to 18. But Carol Ann went on to live another 31 years and 6 days after her 18th birthday. and every single day of her life was filled with abundance, hope, and joy. Lots and lots of joy. My greeting to you tonight was Happy Saturday, and that is a Carol Ann-ism. When she called on the phone, she would say, Happy Tuesday, and I knew right away who I was talking to. And to her, it wasn't just something to say. It really was a Happy Tuesday, or Wednesday, or any day, every day. When she was diagnosed with uterine cancer shortly after her honeymoon, Carol Ann had to have a hysterectomy. I knew she had been hoping that she and Joe would be able to have kids despite the lupus. So I thought, this is just gonna absolutely wreck her. And for a while, there were a lot of tears. But then came the acceptance that the baby decision was no longer hers to make. Instead, she became the godmother to every new baby and everybody's favorite aunt, whether they were related to her or not. When she rescued three dogs from a shelter, my mother got happy grandmother cards from her grand dogs. After a few years, Carol Ann and Joe moved to California, and lots of sunset pictures followed. She was also famous for the surprise visit. She'd ring the doorbell and watch your face as she shouted, surprise! It made her so happy. In fact, she was always happy, ridiculously happy. Sometimes it was really annoying. So one day, I asked Carol Ann why she was always so upbeat and positive about everything. And she said, every day I ask myself whether I want to be happy or if I want to be miserable. And every day I choose happy. Now I know. She was totally invested in God's plans of hope and a future. But what about us? Personally, I haven't always understood the plan. I had plans to go to graduate school in Washington State. I was going to be a park ranger. Over the summer, I received a letter saying my transcript was 4 credits short. See, not a park ranger. I had a different life. Instead, I stayed in New York, married an alcoholic, and now I have 2 amazing children. Fortune or misfortune? Who knows? When I moved to Port Washington 8 years ago, I wanted a job outside of a cubicle. God provided an opening here at church, and I thought it was a perfect way for me to do ministry. Then my sister told me about a job in the school system. Great benefits, a pension. I felt I had to accept, and everyone at church understood and wished me well. Then, 2 days before I was to start, I got a call saying that they had just discovered that I was ineligible because I hadn't been a Nassau County resident for 12 months. The outcome was the church offered me my job back with benefits. And here I am. P.S. Not long after, I was offered another job with the schools, but I turned it down. I knew I was where God wanted me to be. God's plan is always for goodness. And when difficulty comes, we need to believe God is in that too. When I look around this room, I know we have all had our share. We or someone we know has suffered with addiction, chronic illness, infertility, autism, illness with a child. The list goes on and on. But the story is never one-sided. There are fortunes and misfortunes, and God is there through them both. Finally, there is one more story about my sister that I want to leave you with that embodies her positive spirit. Shortly before she died, Carol Ann was suffering with pain in her hip, like much worse pain than usual. The doctor recommended a hip replacement, but as she was being prepped for surgery, they discovered low platelets in her blood, so the operation had to be postponed. That happened twice. The third time, she made it to the operating room, but they closed her back up immediately because they were afraid she would bleed out. Afterwards, my sister laughingly told me that if she couldn't get a new hip, she was going to go out and buy a cane. I didn't think much of that at the time. A few weeks later, Carol Ann suffered a heart attack and died. For someone so ill her whole life, her death came as a shock, because no matter what, she always came through it. When I flew to California for her funeral, I walked into her condo, and the first thing I saw was a cane hanging on a doorknob. The cane was decorated with different color bows made out of ribbon. I asked Joe about the ribbons, and he told me that every day my sister decorated her cane with the color bow that matched her outfit. That was my sister. The next day, the chapel was standing room only at her funeral. I looked around at all the people my sister touched and inspired in her life, and how she handled her struggles with courage, dignity, and grace, and joy. God knew the plans he had for her. Let us trust the plans he has for us too. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.